it has a big effect. First, we see substantial increases in tourism and travel when the U.S. economy gets better, when people have more jobs, more income, better consumer confidence. It subsequently leads to more population growth, and the combination of those things generate more jobs in Florida, and that helps improve our housing market rather significantly.
So the improving jobs picture nationwide is reflected not only in stronger tourism-related employment here in Florida, but in the construction sector as well. Isn't that somewhat unusual to see a bump in construction employment in the middle of winter?
It is. It partly reflects the better winter weather across the United States. But also, there seems to be a bottoming out of construction. We've seen this trend over the last three employment reports for the nation, where there's actually been small improvements in construction employment nationwide. Construction is no longer contracting. We're starting to see some small increases in building permits and construction activity on the residential side. And the non-residential side has been flat up a little bit, so the combination has allowed the sector to finally stabilize.
Nationally, manufacturing added 50,000 jobs. Does that primarily reflect growth in the traditional manufacturing states in the Midwest and the Northeast, or is that spreading to Florida as well?
Well, it's spreading everywhere, but most of that gain is in the Northeast and Midwest. A lot of it is auto-related. Some is computer equipment-related. Here in Florida, we see a distribution of manufacturing, about half of which is construction-related, window frames, door sills, concrete block, that kind of stuff. The other half is more defense-related. And so we'll see about half of our manufacturing get a little better. The construction part's still going to be fairly flat.
So what parts of Florida are seeing the strongest employment growth?
The strongest job growth has been in Miami-Dade County, driven by the strength in exports and the Latin American economies and the influx of population from those areas. Then Central Florida has been the next strongest sort of part of the economy, especially Tampa and here in Orlando.
And who's on the bottom? Where's the weakest?
The weakest has been across the Panhandle and also over in Brevard County because of the space program, Tom.
Now, I think it should be noted, Hank, that all of this job growth we're talking about is private sector. Public sector jobs continue to decline, and at least one version of the state budget now under discussion would lay off another 4,000 to 5,000 state employees. Now, for many of us who are not economists, this just doesn't seem to make sense. Why are a governor and a legislature elected on a platform of job creation seem so determined to eliminate jobs in their own shops?
Well, they don't have the money. State revenues and local revenues tend to lag changes in national and local economic conditions. Because of property taxes and the way in which they're collected, Tom, we have about a 1 to 2 year lag between growth in the economy and finally growth in state and local revenues. State revenues will be flat to up just a little bit this year. Property taxes still are falling because home prices still contracted in 2011. And when we set the property taxes January 1st, 2012, it'll reflect last year's weakness.
We've discussed this before, I think, but some critics still say that it's short-sighted. If we continue to pink slip not only cops and firefighters and teachers, but the people who inspect our restaurants and nursing homes and inspect factories to discourage them from polluting our water and so on, doesn't that eventually affect our quality of life and make Florida a less attractive place to live or to relocate your business?
Well, there's certainly that. And, I think there needs to be some balancing between the amount of regulation that we have and the quality of life and how much it all costs. And that's easy to say. It's more difficult when there is this ideology not to raise any kind of revenues whatsoever for fear that it would cause less private sector expansion. I think we're sort of to the end of that cycle now, and we'll start to see, the pendulum swing back towards the middle.
You know, these new numbers, while they do really seem to show an improving picture, for so many people out there listening, these numbers really don't mean very much. I mean, there's still 1 million people with no jobs, some of them long-term unemployed. Unemployment's still just barely below 10% in Florida. And, the numbers are encouraging, but, Hank, many people are just not feeling it. How long is this slow climb back going to take?
Well, this is the slow climb. Regrettably, that's the kind of recovery that we tend to get after major boom and bust cycles, especially in real assets like real estate. This sort of plodding 2.5% to 3% growth nationally is about what we're going to get. When we have huge recessions, it tends to destroy a lot of jobs that don't come back. And we haven't done a very good job of dealing with job retraining and restructuring our economy to make us more competitive globally. And there's a large number of things related to education and healthcare that we have yet to deal with. And given our deficit problems, it makes it even more difficult for us to reorient and make our entire economy more competitive. So what we're seeing is a small section of the economy tremendously competitive with great job growth and high wages, and then a substantial portion of our economy much, much weaker with much lower rate of growth and high unemployment rates. Those are structural issues that simply causing greater growth and gross domestic product probably don't fix.